In arranging a suicide, there are a couple of important, somewhat obvious decisions that have to be made, such as how and where to do it. And I guess a third decision would be when, but that's easier to decide once you've got answers to the first two. In my case, the how was particularly important. It had to be done as quickly and as painlessly as possible. I'm basically a wimp. It would also have to happen late in the day, so I'd have time for a final trip to Dairy Queen for a medium, or why not a large, blizzard with pecans. In order to determine the most painless way out, I spent a couple of hours surfing the internet and eventually made the decision to use carbon monoxide poisoning. I read that all I had to do was turn my car engine on and be in an enclosed space where the gas couldn't escape. The internet said if I rolled down my windows and remembered to fill the gas tank, you wouldn't believe how many people try to do this with the needle near empty, that the whole process wouldn't take very long and would probably be 100% painless. All that was left was for me to find a place where I could park my car and not be discovered until it was over. I certainly didn't want Stevie to have to go through the trauma of discovering my body, so using my own garage wasn't an option. I thought about borrowing a friend's or using the garage of someone who owed me money, but I decided that was too morbid. As I mulled my options, I drove to my pharmacy to renew one of my antidepressant medications. Why I thought I needed to renew it when I was going to be dead soon is beyond me, but on the way there I got lost. After all, I had a few other things on my mind. As I began to turn my car around and head back to pick up my prescription, I noticed a rental storage facility, the kind where each unit is built like its own individual garage. Right away I was thinking, that's perfect. I just need to drive my car into the unit, pull down the door, turn on my engine, and finish my blizzard. Later, I went online to get the name and exact address of the facility. During my search, results for several other garage-type storage units popped up, including one that was closer to my home than the one I had seen. I clicked on the website and saw that they were running a special. Sign a 2-year contract and get the first month's rent free. A month's rent free, and all I had to be willing to do was to sign a 2-year agreement? Heck, I'd be willing to sign a 10-year agreement, or even a lifetime one. Why would I care? This was great. And then something very unexpected happened. I began laughing, and I couldn't stop. I'm thinking, here I am about to kill myself, and I'm concerned about the freaking cost and excited about getting a deal. As I was laughing, I noticed that my sadness was starting to recede. In fact, my entire mood was shifting, becoming elevated to a level I hadn't experienced in a long, long time. Wow, I like this feeling. Dying? I never wanted to die. Does anyone really?